Hello, and welcome back to Stomp, Trump, and Learn with Ollie. Episode 6, The New Kit. Ollie noticed the moving wagons first. Three big carts pulled by a team of strong iguagons were parked outside of the empty house of the firm lane. Boxes have bundled were carried of a pair of grown-up dinosaurs with long curvy tail crests on their head. They're affecting traffic. New neighbors, Mama Chick said, piercing out the window while she dried a dish. Looks like a family of parasol offices. How exciting. We should bring them something. Ollie watched from the yard as a smaller dinosaur about his size climbed down from the last wagon. She had beautiful crest, shorter than her parents, but climbed down gracefully. She had hold a small stuffed toy tightly in her arms. She looked around on the new street with uncertain eyes. Ollie knew that look. He had felt like he felt the same on his own face not so long ago, his first day of school. Next morning, there was a new student in room 3. Mrs. Terry introduced her to her class. Everyone, this is Penny. She just moved here from Valley of Echoes. Let's make her feel welcome. Penny stood in the front of the room, gripping the straps of her leaf backpack so tightly her knuckles were white. Her crest was tucked down close to her head, and she stared at the floor. "Hi, Penny," the class chorused. "Hi, Penny," whispered so quiet from the front row I could hear. "Look," Mrs. Terry guided an empty stump, a seat next to Ollie. Penny sat down without looking up. Penny leaned over. "Hi, I'm Ollie. I like your crest." Penny glanced at him, the tiniest flicker of smile crossed her face. Then she looked back at the floor. At recess, Penny sat alone on a rock at the edge of the playground. Ollie watched her from the mud zone, where he and Spike were building a mud castle. "She looks lonely," said Ollie. "So go talk to her," said Spike, adding mud to the cower. Ollie brushed off his feet, and walked over to Penny's rock. "Hey, do you want to come play? We're building a mud castle. It's really, really muddy." He realized that the most exciting thing wasn't the most exciting thing sales pitch. Penny shook her head. "No thanks." "Okay, well, do you want to explore? There's really the court area behind the supply shed where Mr. Bronco keeps interesting stuff." "No thanks. I just want to sit here," Penny's voice wobbled. "I miss my old school. I was my old friends. Everything here is different. I don't know anyone." Ollie sat down next to a rock. He didn't say anything for a minute. He just sat. Then quietly he said, "When I get stared at school, I was scared I almost threw up my breakfast. I thought nobody would like me, but I thought I was too big and clumsy. My horns were too weird." Penny looked at him surprisingly. "Really? Really?" "But Spike told me my horns were cool. Bree shared her tree blossom with me, and Dash said we're gonna go be adventure buddies. But suddenly I didn't feel so scared anyway." "That's because they're nice to you. What if nobody nice to me?" "I'm being nice to you right now." While he's smiling, Penny's staring at him for a long minute. Then she laughed, a small laugh, but real. "Yeah," she said. "I guess you are." Ellie spent the rest of the week making sure Penny never had to sit alone. He had saved her a seat at lunch and introduced her to his friends one by one. First Spike, then Bree, then Dash, and he showed the explorer corners of the classroom and the best drinking spot of all, Cretaceous Creek. Penny started to open up little by little. She told them about the Valley of Echoes, where she used to live, deep in a canyon where the sounds bounced off the wall, you could hear your own voice coming back from three different directions. That sounds amazing, said Dash. I just want to run back and forth yelling things. People did, Penny said, and they were that small laugh again. But Penny was still quiet around big groups. At lunch table, all with Ollie's friends, she mostly listened. At recess, she stuck close to Ollie and didn't venture out that much. Ollie could tell that she was still holding back something. On Friday, Mrs. Terry announced the favor that she would be putting on a welcome celebration for Penny. Everyone bring your favorite things to share, she said. At the party, Spark did a funny dance where he wiggled his back plates. Breeze sang a song in her deep, gentle voice. Dash performed a speed optical course that left everyone. Tank showed off his newest G. Crack open, reveal sparkling crystals inside. Then Mrs. Terry turned to Penny. Penny, would you like to share anything? Only if you want to. Penny looked nervous. She looked at the floor, then at Ollie. Ollie gave her an encouraging nod. Penny stayed up. She closed her eyes. Then she lifted her crest high and made a sound. The room went completely silent. That it was the most beautiful thing Ollie had ever heard. A deep, rich, resonant note that seemed to come from everyone at once. Hummed in Ollie's chest and made his frill vibrate. A noise heavier, swooped low. The pattern sounded like a vibrating melody. A song without words. It was just a sound with wind through canyons of water over rocks, sunrise over mountains. It was the Valley of Echoes carried all the way here into Penny's beautiful crest. When Penny finished, there was a moment of absolute silence. Then the entire class erupted in the loudest, most enthusiastic applause of Cretaceous Creek Elementary had ever heard. Spike was stomping his feet, Bree was swinging her neck, Dash was literally bouncing all off the walls. Even Tink was clapping in his armored hands together, making a sound that sounded like knocks knocking. Penny opened her eyes, then they were shining. That, whispered Mrs. Terry, wiping her eyes with the tip of her wings, was extraordinary. After the party, Ollie and Penny walked home together. They lived on the same street. Ollie, said Penny. Yeah, thank you for sitting with me on that rock. For not giving up when I say no. I shrugged, but he was smiling. That's what friends are for. Penny's crest flushed like a soft pink. Friends, she replied. She repeated. She was trying to put the word on for size. Yeah, like that. And the day on, the group wasn't just Ollie, Bree, Spike, Dash. It was Ollie, Bree, Spike, Dash, and Penny. And sometimes on a quiet afternoons when they are together, Penny's would lift her crest and sometimes playing a song. A song that sounded like friendship feels. Ollie's dinosaur facts. Parasaurolophus had a long, hollow crest in its head that kind of worked like a music instrument. Air could travel through the tubes inside the crest, creating a deep humming that could be heard from very far away, like in nature. Trumpet or trombone. Scientists here have built crests to sound like through them to see what a Parasaurolophus might have sounded like. Thanks for listening.